This is the only forensic medical unit dedicated to domestic violence in all of New York State.
Mary Travers Murphy is executive director of the Family Justice Center. The unit collects evidence from domestic violence victims. Murphy noted it's effective. They've been told by the Erie County District Attorney's Office it has a 100% conviction rate when this evidence is used in courts.
We now know that the defense attorneys are on to the fact that this evidence is effective, and I can tell you when they know it exists in a case, they will cop a plea just like that, sparing the victim the trauma of trial. Often victims are terrorized by their abuser right out of testifying.
About 2,000 domestic violence victims seek help each year at the center in downtown Buffalo. But other victims receive care at satellite offices in the North and South towns. Dr. Chet Fox with UB's Medical School founded the forensic unit. He volunteers and oversees it. He can also serve as a medical witness in the courtroom. Colleen Young is a nurse at the unit. She documents injuries, conducting interviews, and examines the victims from head to toe in an effort to hold abusers accountable.
It's a lot of taking pictures, body mapping, description of injuries, and hoping that it ends up in a better situation for our clients so the pain can stop. My words describing a contusion or a laceration are ineffective, but when I show that picture, it's the expression, a picture paints 1,000 words. You hear people gasp.
Young noted with the many new digital technologies in place, they're hoping to show better evidence in the future of strangulations.
We have such a high incidence of our clients that come to us that say they've been strangled, but it's these non-fatal strangulations don't leave a lot of marks. And we're hoping to find better tools to be able to prove when strangulation has taken place.
Young admits it's a difficult job. She says it's even more difficult than her past work as a hospice nurse.
That job actually seemed easier than this job. I could quickly get people comfortable in hospice. This is not so easy.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.